The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, formal hello and welcome to all of you, dear friends, wherever in the world you are, whatever the time zone might be. Happy to be with you, happy that the Sangha is assembled. And we get to practice together. How sweet. How special. How special. So for the theme for today's practice, I wanted to invite us to consider the juxtaposition of the times, which is what's happening with the new variant, the Omicron variant, and the world being on edge. And again, seems like we're heading into another period of challenge in the world. So, and we are, we've already been in the midst of a challenging period, and it's about to get even more challenging. So not to turn away from that, And also to acknowledge that metta, loving kindness, goodwill for ourselves and others, is a resource in tough times, is a refuge that soothes and calms the heart and mind for ourselves and for others, so that we can be more available for ourselves and for others. So it's a both and. So that's the theme. The consideration I'd like to bring in for our practice this evening, not to turn away from the challenges in the world, and yet knowing that, trusting that our practice of metta, goodwill for ourselves and for others, is refreshing, is renewing, is a refuge. Really, it's our heart's refuge, and we can offer that stability, that care, that warmth, both to ourselves and to everyone else in the world. Even if we may not, many people we might have contact with and speak with, and they might be very upset and in challenging times, experiencing challenges. And for us to just be stable with kindness, just the sense of stability. Open-heartedness with kindness. So that's the setting. That's the background. So let's delve in, dear ones. Let's delve in together. So I'd like to invite you to land, to arrive. Arrive more fully. Arrive in this moment, in this body. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment, letting go of whatever has come, whatever might have come before this, whatever busyness, whatever stress or worry, just for a moment, bowing to it, saying, thank you. I'm going to take some minutes of refuge to refresh my heart, to refresh myself. To connect more deeply with my humanity. To connect the capacity of this heart to be tender. To be vulnerable if it needs to be held with care and love. And rest. Landing in the body. feeling our feet on the ground, grounded, well rooted. As if our feet are kissing the earth. I am here. This blessed earth, these blessed feet. This magic of this life. Here. Letting the sit bones embrace the cushion, the chair. Letting go of the weight releasing what you're holding onto in your thoughts. Releasing, arriving more fully here. I'm here. Giving yourself fully to this moment of refuge, to this beautiful, amazing, nowness right here. Mystery. Relaxing, releasing into this river. It's always now. Time passes, and yet it's always now. As if you're releasing, relaxing, floating being held by healing, nourishing waters. Let the stream carry you lovingly. Nothing you need to do or be. Let the soft animal of your body relax. Let your heart relax. Receiving the lullaby of the breath in the lower abdomen. Floating. If thoughts, judgments, whatever is not helpful right now arises, release it. Release it into this healing river. Opening your hand. Don't need to hold on to any of them. Letting yourself be nourished and held. Just this breath being received, soft in a soft, relaxed body. Healing waters, healing waters, healing waters of metta, nourishing, feeling held. The more you soak, perfect temperature of the waters, more tightness, tension, challenging thoughts, the more they wash away gently, gently, the more you soak. There is a simile called the simile of the cloth in the teachings of the Buddha. Like a cloth, it's being soaked with stains slowly, slowly. Healing water seep in. As if supporting, nourishing every cell of your body, your heart, your mind. It's okay. It's okay. I am held. It's okay. I'm held. I'm held in kindness, in care, in safety. realizing, knowing this healing, soothing waters, the river flowing outside is also flowing inside. Nature outside, nature inside. Inside this body, heart, mind. Nourished from the healing waters, there is a river that runs through you. A river that runs through me. A nourishing, loving, caring river. It soothes, nourishes, cares for. Here, here, now, now. It's okay. Wherever, internally in the body, in the mind, in the heart. Your challenges. Maybe no challenges in this moment. The river flows. Let it flow. Don't get in its way. Let it flow. You don't have to make it flow. It does so on its own. Simply don't get in the way. Relax. Release. Let this body, this heart, this mind be held externally, internally, in goodwill, metta, care. The phrases support you staying with the feeling of metta, please bring them in. If you like to stay with the feeling alone, that's fine too. I'll offer one round of the phrases. May this being who is me, be safe, safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Fully well knowing that events, life, so many of them are uncontrollable, beyond my control, ungovernable, and yet I wish myself with kindness, the safety, without attaching to it. Offering it to myself as a gift. May I be safe. May I be happy and have joy in my heart. May I be healthy and strong, as much as it may be available to me. Offering this gift, this wish to myself. Wishing myself well. and may my life unfold with ease. Feeling the river of care, nourishing, river of metta, flowing through your heart, through your body, through your mind. Nourishing, enlivening, healing, soothing. River inside, river outside. Knowing, trusting that water has this cooling. If something is hot or burning, water cools. If something is cold, shivering, water warms, brings comfort. See what is needed. See what is needed. Now, if you wish, bringing to mind some beings in your life for whom it's easy for you to feel metta and care. As if you were sharing these healing waters from your heart that are both inside, outside. No difference between the metta that's inside and outside. Maybe they too are joining you in this healing body of water. Whatever works for you, whatever imagery. Could be a river, could be a lake, could be a safe, healing ocean with undulating waves warm, soothing, whatever might work for you. Or maybe a warm bath. Healing, the soothing, the metta, the river running through you. Is fed by this body of water, and also it feeds this body of water that your loved ones are held in. Don't try too hard. Let it be whatever is easiest. May all of us be safe. From inner and outer harm. May all of us, including yourself together with people who are dear to you, may all of us be happy. May all of us be healthy. May all of us have ease. for the last minute or two of this practice period, when bodies of water, rivers evaporate into the air, they become clouds, they become rain. Continuing with the healing waters metaphor, imagining a soothing, healing, metta-filled rain all over the earth for all beings everywhere. This planet of ours, hurting so many beings, hurting the pandemic, climate change, etc., etc. So many beings soothed, cared for with this metta rain. Yourself included. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, appreciate the refuge of a loving, kind heart. A peaceful heart. May all beings, including ourselves, be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So, we have some time for reflections, questions, comments, any reports from the field, how the practice was for you, how you're doing, what worked, what didn't work. It's all welcome. The invitation is for you to share your practice as a gift to others when you share your insights or challenges. As you well know by now, it supports others. Mima, please.
Thank you. I thought it was so appropriate tonight with this meditation because you see what's going on in the world, and sometimes hearing people speak, you know, I know I hurt for them, and I felt reminded of metta being the antidote to suffering. And that's kind of what I was floating in, bathing in, as an antidote to what we see going on in the world right now. So I thought it was a very appropriate theme for tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mima. Yeah. And with so much suffering, you know, metta gets transformed into compassion. Compassion holds. Compassion can hold the suffering. It becomes, it's, as you're using the word antidote, it's, Yes, that it's the medicine. Maybe that's what I would use. It's the medicine. Yeah, the medicine. It doesn't negate it, but it just, it's the medicine. It's the self. Beautiful. Thank you, Mima. Yeah. Ah, appreciate your reflections. Louisa on YouTube appreciates the beautiful water meditation. She went to a beautiful waterfall, she says, and it was very synchronistic for her, with gratitude, feeling held in peace. Lovely. Thank you. Bill says, thank you for the peace of mind. Ah, delighted to hear there's a sense of peace. Yeah. So how about we turn, since I don't see any comments coming, how about we turn to small groups, small Sangha practice. And when we come back, we'll have some more time for reflections. So you know by now how precious, how important it is to have community, to have Sangha. Even if it may be spending just a few minutes checking in with fellow travelers, it is so important. It is so nourishing. It's to feed them with the river of our metta and to be nourished by the river of metta. So take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I'll open the rooms in a moment. And if you can't stay, please do. And if you have to go, not out of fear of talking with other folks, but if you have to go, it's okay too. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other, okay? So I'm opening the rooms now. Here we go. Welcome back, folks. So we have some more time for reflections, questions, comments, what came up. Please, I'd love to hear. Bill says our group was too relaxed to talk. I love it. I love it. You know, that's what happens when you soak in healing waters. Like you've been soaking. It's like, wow, I've just been to the hot tub of metta. Oh my goodness, Christine says ours too. Oh, did I just put you all into what should I call it? A meditative kind of, that is too cute. That is too sweet. Dave Parker says, Dave says, that's what I was saying. Oh my God. Neil says, we talked about cat videos. Oh my God, this is too funny, you guys. Would anybody like to share this? They put their voice into the room or just be in chat. Maybe you don't feel like talking. I don't blame you. I'm pretty chilled myself now. You know, we might just end early tonight and go take a bath, a real, a metta bath, and continue to practice metta in the bath, being held in healing waters and feeling your own healing and loving energy of metta. Any takers for any last minute comments or reflections besides that you're too chilled to talk? Jerry, please.
The comment building on what's been said, but the word that struck me was the lullaby of the breath, that when you said that, combined with letting go of various, perhaps what ifs and buts clubs, you might call it. It particularly struck me, the lullaby of the breath, which I hadn't sort of thought about. And I was just like, oh, it's like a chiropractic moment. It's just like, oh, I can let go of this stuff. And so it speaks to what everyone else was. I thought, wow, this is a powerful thought, a lullaby of a breath. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for reflecting that back and highlighting that, the lullaby of the breath. Yeah, you caught that. Yes, and others too. It feels like that, right? It can feel when you tune into it. There's just a lullaby quality, the soothing, calming, just so nourishing. Yeah, it's all right here. Yeah. What did you say? The but ifs, what was it? But ifs and something else club? Oh, you're still on me.
There. I heard a patient say to me that what ifs and buts club.
What ifs and buts club? But. I like that. What
but
ifs?
What if and but? You know. So I like that. That what ifs and buts club. So I thought, let go of the what ifs and buts club. And just fall into the lullaby of the breath.
Wow, I think that's a great quote. Let go of the what ifs and buts club and let go into a release into the lullaby of the breath. All right, I'm going to write that down. Love it. We co-created that, Jerry.
Or fall into the lullaby of the breath. Like it's sort of like a hammock. You know, I had this a hammock. Oh,
okay, I want to go take a nap now. For those of you on the East Coast, this is perfect timing.
It is, for sure.
That's sweet. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks so much. Any other last minute reflections before we bring our session to a close? We've got a couple of minutes. Thank you. Thank you for that message, Fred. So thank you all. Let's bring our lovely session to a close. It's so nice to see you. It's so nice to be with you again. I've missed you. It just gives me so much joy and delight to be back together practicing. What a lovely community. Yay. Every single one of you, every single one of us is important. Your presence makes this community. So thank you. Deep, deep bows of appreciation. So may you all be well, safe, happy. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you.